This is Amber Ray.
And Rusty Tanton.
You're listening to Mostly ITP on the Georgia Podcast Network, the show that takes you home for a happy ending. In this episode, Rusty talks to Dave Emery, Vice President of Citizens for Progressive Transit. He created a regional trip planner that will map a route for riders across Metro Atlanta's various and sundry transit systems. Dave demonstrated the software at CFPT's monthly meeting, and Rusty was there, recorder in hand.
Could you tell me a little bit about it, Dave?
Sure. This is a utility that's pretty standard for any large transit system. By my own research, I think the Atlanta transit market is the largest market in the United States that does not have this kind of utility available to transit riders. Pretty much everywhere has one. MARTA had one for a little while that just they couldn't keep running. It was not very reliable.
They had it
was
but
up there
didn't work very well.
No, it was buggy and slow, and it didn't cover the whole system outside of MARTA. Now that our transit system has grown beyond to include Cobb and Gwinnett, and we have these new circulator shuttles in the city of Atlanta, the Georgia Tech and Buckhead has its own system. So what we're trying to do is just create a utility that's easy to use, that anyone can access. You just enter your starting point, your destination, and when you're traveling, and it tells you the ideal route, whatever takes the shortest amount of time. And that's the basic concept. There's a lot of expansion possibilities. We're excited about being able to model not only our current system, but some kind of a theoretical or hypothetical system of, say, 20 or 30 years from now, once we've built the Beltline, assuming we can get it built, and have streetcars running up and down Peachtree Street, and have our commuter rail system. And you can do a query that, say I'm trying to go from, downtown out to, Emory University right now. It'll tell you to take MARTA so far, and the rail so far, and transfer to some bus, and you have to wait 20 minutes, and the whole thing will probably take you an hour or more. If you had a high-speed rail connection along the existing corridors, which is being discussed, it's not, still a long way from implementation, but if we could just get going on that, this system will give you a pretty clear idea of, what kind of impact would these new projects have, how many minutes would it save you. If this is what you're doing as your commute right now, it may save you 20-30% of your travel time. So
nice.
It gives a...
When did you first get the idea to start this project?
I've been working on the actual coding probably for since around last summer, probably about 6 months or more now.
Is it just you working on it?
It's just been me so far. I studied computer science in college, and then I kind of switched gears a little bit, and now I'm a urban planner, but I figured I have this background, and I worked in software engineering for a little while, so I figured I might as well put it to work since we need it here. And I guess basically ever since MARTA took their own system down, this has been something that
it's
we've identified as a need. Every so often, ARC or Greta will talk about it. This new transit planning board is called out as a specific priority. We want to... we're going to be kind of a coordinator for regional transit information, but just knowing the way those agencies, they pursue things at their own pace, and it could be a year or two before we actually see something produced by the TPB as far as a usable system, or MARTA for that matter.
Yeah.
They actually do have a contract they're trying to award to do this. They want to. It would actually be much larger in scope than just a trip planner. It would have some other kind of transit information applications. But
would they have a trip planner as part of that?
It would be. I think part of the contract would include the development of a trip planner. But again, this is a big job. It's multiple millions of dollars. It would also completely redo their.
So if they had this trip planner come out, would it sort of obsolete this, or?
Well, it depends.
Or would this run in conjunction with it?
You have to know how it
works before.
I mean, our hope is that this will be online first, and then if this kind of establishes itself as what most people are using, what MARTA would provide, it may not necessarily include the whole regional system.
Okay.
And it definitely would not include
Cobb.
It might include those. It definitely would not include the kind of the fantasy system, if you want to call it that. That side of it is something that's always just going to have to be
system.
Always just going to have to be done by.
So, like, if somebody wanted tomorrow to go look up a Beltline transit, for example, they wouldn't be able to do that, even if MARTA came out.
I don't think, because see, they get into the politics of these projects. They don't want to endorse any particular alignment before they've determined exactly what they're going to do, and there's so many different there's so many different specific concepts floating around when you get right down to the. I mean, to put something into a system like this, you have to know exactly how it runs, what the frequency of operation is. You have to, it can't just be some vague concept. So that'll be part of the interesting thing if we decide to kind of extend it to that. You know, we're going to have to, you know, specify our future system at a very fine grained level and make some real specific assumptions about what's going to go into the future system and like how. You know, how many minutes is it going to be between Beltline trains?
Yeah,
that kind
exactly.
of thing.
You said the original data that went into the maps for this was pulled from what did you say? The Atlanta Regional Commission.
It's from the ARC. They publish a public database called ARIS. ARIS. I don't know if I remember what it stands for. Maybe it's Atlanta Region Information or something like that. It's not real up-to-date data right now. It was first distributed on a CD that was widely, you know, passed around, you know, among planning agencies, and it's pretty widely available. That CD is probably 5 years old now, or close to that.
I noticed you were talking about Atlantic Station.
It does include Atlantic Station, the new streets there, and new streets at Glenwood Park. So, and that's something, you know, a lot of the online mapping, like Google Maps and MapQuest, use the same data. And if you go to
Google Maps,
it doesn't show you all of Atlantic
Station. You're not going to be able to get to Atlantic Station.
That's something that could be an advantage of this, is that if it's, you know, a team of advocates working to keep this up to date, this is the kind of thing that may be superior in quality to
because
what you get
more
from
locally
just because it's locally produced. It's not some big, you know, corporate product that's, you know, done out of California. It's local people that are, you know, really keeping it up to date on a day-to-day basis. So hopefully we'll get to that point where
I notice instantly some of the folks here. I get the impression. I don't know this. I will ask you. Did you not do this with the idea of making a profit off of it originally?
Or? My hope is that it will raise the profile of this organization. That maybe it will help us secure some funding of our own. Just say, well, this is the kind of product, you know, we're providing a service to transit riders in the Atlanta region. Mm-hmm. It's something that is worth money. You know, it's, you know, other agencies have paid.
Absolutely.
You know, definitely. Paid, you know, non-trivial amounts.
Absolutely.
To develop this kind of thing. So maybe that's something that we could take to a grant writer, you know, one of these big foundations and say, hey, look, this is something that we're interested in doing, and we'd like to expand it, and we'd like to have people working on it as their job. So,
now, you already talked about it in the meeting, but just to reiterate for the recording here, when are you planning on releasing this on the to the public?
I'd like to have something online in the next few weeks.
Okay.
Like I mentioned earlier, I think we have at least an interim hosting solution. We'd be hosting it out of my own apartment. I have I live in a new building that was wired for that kind of thing. So we'll see how that goes. At least just sort of as while we're testing it. I mean, it's going to take a long time to build everything up in terms of the network of routes. You know, we have over
a lot of information to be entered.
100 MARTA routes alone, I think, plus, you know, several dozen out in the suburbs with these Cobb and Gwinnett routes. I think it'll probably be the kind of thing that's done in phases. Maybe we'll have the MARTA system by itself be the first phase, or even just a subset of the MARTA system, and then we'll kind of bring other elements in. We'll have the local shuttles, we'll have the suburban systems, and just kind of go from there. So it's
I saw in the presentation it doesn't take all that long to enter a given route in. So how as a guesstimate, how long do you think it would take to enter, say, all of the MARTA routes in there?
All of the MARTA routes, well, it would, if it was just one person doing it, it would be probably several days of solid work. I figure maybe to specify the geographic alignment of the route, that takes some time, and then you have to take the timetable that they provide. You can get them off their website, but then you kind of have to clean that up and get it into a format that the system will recognize. I'd say maybe half an hour is typical for a simple route. Some routes are really very complex because they have... So, you know, certain,
some of them loop around.
Some of them will have like
one from five points out to of those things are nuts.
Some of them have, you know, over 10 or 15 different variations within one route because they all go different directions, and, you know, it'll be like the star variation and the pound variation in addition to the main numbered route. So we have to do all that, but this kind of thing. Once you have it entered in the system, it's there, and it's this kind of thing we have to chip away at. And I'm hoping to enlist some of our other volunteers from the group to at least do a help. I mean, at this point, the nice thing now is that most of the really kind of conceptually hard stuff has been done. The actual writing of this system, that's
most
what I've
of
been
the programming
working on
be
these
done.
Last 6 months. And from this point forward, it's mostly busy work.
The grunt work.
Grunt work of entering all the timetables, and it's just a lot of data entry at this point.
Awesome. Well, all right, Dave. Thank you very much for talking to me here, and I'm looking forward to seeing the system online. Take care.
You can visit Citizens for Progressive Transit on the web at cfpt.org.
Thanks for listening to Mostly ITP on the Georgia Podcast Network. Visit us at gapodcastnetwork.com. If you know a Georgia band or a hippie with a guitar that would like to have their music featured in a podcast, have them contact us at info@gapodcastnetwork.com. This way, the ending of the shows won't seem so abrupt.